It's not intermittent living. It's not striving to attain, right? Perfection. Perfection lives within us. He's a person, right? And his presence pervades through us. It's about us reconnecting and getting back in touch with him, with reality, and living immersed through the doorway of our conscious awareness. We re-engage into the experience of divine immersion, divine emotions, being the nature of our being now, and living from the strength of the extraordinary union that is the fruit, the profound fruit of the finished work of the cross, right? I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, what is really strongly in my spirit is to help us realign on the inside and come into a place of just being completely shifted into spirit life again, spirit-led living, spirit-filled living, just being completely freshly intoxicated in the glory, in the presence of God, right? So that's the place of his presence. He really wants this for you today. That's the place of strength we can live out from, right? That this is the gospel, Christ in us. And so many of us, you know, we just rush forward in life, don't we? There's stuff going on, and we find ourselves, before we know it, just being emotionally led and getting very tired and trying to keep it together and trying to cope. And I really felt Holy Spirit wanting to just freshly power us up with the truth of the Word of God, of the reality of the kingdom within us now, the realm of the presence of God within us, and how to reconnect there, to go through the how-tos again. I'm not just going to tell you how, but we're going to step in together and really realign you on the inside all over again. And just leave you with some scriptures. So in your own time, you can just sit with Jesus, revisit these scriptures, revisit these keys, listen to this again. And if you find yourself just in overwhelm, stress, anxiety, fear, just, you know, soul power, trying to keep going with gritted teeth, you don't have to. So this is one for, it's a keeper for you. So just be able to, so you can sit down, relax, and re-engage with the reality of the union that is already now our true life, our interior life. And, you know, Jesus wants us to live in the experience. It delights him. And I'll read a scripture around this in a second, but it delights his heart when we live in the reality of righteousness, his presence, right? In other words, within us, righteousness, peace, and joy, with faith just gently, constantly dispensing, bubbling up inside of us as the core strength of our life, really. He wants that, which is the divine emotions, the divine life of God within us, to be the central reality that we live out of all the time. We know this, but I really feel his passion at the moment. He wants to get us out from any other way of living back into new creation life consistently, to simplify us into this way of living. So if you can, like I often say, just let this next little bit of time just be you time. If you can, if you're in the car, whatever, you know, just be listening, drink in the truth. And then if you can, I encourage you later on when you can get to a quiet moment, just sit down, undisturbed, ideally, close the door and just soak and re-engage with what I'm about to share with you and the place we are going to go-to afresh in Jesus. And this is game-changing. It's life-changing. This is the how-to live new creation life, awake, consciously aware, consistently, as spirit beings all the time. It's not intermittent living. It's not striving to attain, right? Perfection. Perfection lives within us. He's a person, right? And his presence pervades through us. It's about us reconnecting and getting back in touch with him, with reality, and living immersed through the doorway of our conscious awareness. We re-engage into the experience of divine immersion, divine emotions being the nature of our being now, and living from the strength of the extraordinary union that is the fruit, the profound fruit of the finished work of the cross, right? That he was able to completely remove sin, deal with the sin issue, and put his powerful spirit of life within us and engage us into that reality so that we live as an entirely new being. That's, we're not human anymore, right? We are new creation people. The old order of things, of creation, has gone. And these are profound and challenging truths, because sometimes our experience contradicts this. But scripture clearly tells us, like Paul says to us, reckon yourselves dead and alive in Christ, Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I, the old Adamic nature that was contaminated with the mixture of sin, that lives, but it's Christ, the divine nature now, that lives in us, that where his spirit is the strength of our life, his faith, which is an aspect of who he is, dispenses through us, giving us supernatural nature, supernatural grace to walk with him, to live as radiant ones, radiating divine nature all the time, divine authority, divine dunamis power, right? Which is a fruit of the Spirit of God. I mean, it's even difficult to use language sufficient to describe the profoundness of what's happened to you and I. But this is reality, and Jesus is passionate. We know this about getting all of us to live all the time in our authentic relationship with him, our authentic nature now, and the promises realized in our lives, and the experience of the way of life that he died on the cross and rose again for us to experience, all of us. And of course, the enemy wants to keep us totally distracted so that we don't live aligned on the inside with dunamis power cascading through us, of course, for obvious reasons. Because as we are fully awake, fully at rest, fully convinced, fully radiant on the inside, aligned into Christ in us, it's game, set, and match for the enemy. It's literally simply about shining the light of God everywhere we go, and of our life, radiant ones, dripping divine nature everywhere we go. So it's just literally about the light shining and evicting the darkness. And so that's where Jesus is bringing all of us to, as our consistent, all-immersive state of life, drunk in love, filled with glory, filled as overflowing vessels with righteousness, peace, and joy, full of faith all the time. The divine nature, that's the divine nature, all the time, manifesting his glory all the time. I mean, you know when you have moments when you're blasted with Holy Spirit, you know, if you have an amazing time of worship, or you're having, you know, a quiet time with him, and you begin to experience the Spirit of God, you know how radically different your life is in a moment. Your circumstances will still be the same, and if they're very difficult, they'll still be as they are in that moment, but now you are different. You are filled with God again. You've He hasn't gone anywhere. We just tune back into the reality of what already is, right? And suddenly the impossibility sits in the context of divine perspective, because now you're seeing again, you're filled with hope again, you're filled with divine faith again, you're filled with divine strength again. You know in the core of your being, God's got this. I'm his story. He's faithful. He's within me, and so on. And so that's the privilege, right? That's the privilege of the supernatural gospel of grace that's now our permanent forever life. So I want to take us there afresh and give us a few scriptures. I'll just read these scriptures to just put that fresh power back in your spirit again. And then we'll step in into the easy keys of the how-to. So, which we know some of us will, maybe some of you won't, but it's always good to revisit this, because this is foundational truth that causes us to live powerfully as supernatural people. So a few of my favorite scriptures, Luke 17:21. This is Jesus speaking about the kingdom of God. And he's the second part of the scripture says, nor will people say, look, here it is, or see, it's there. For behold, I'm blasted reading this, feel his presence moving. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. This is reading from the Amplified Classic. In your hearts and among you, surrounding you. I mean, just encourage you, meditate on that one scripture. Meditate biblically on the kingdom of God, the realm, the domain of God's presence is within you. Just honestly, that one truth, let it blow your mind. God is within you. You are no longer part of the Adamic race. You are now part of the race of Jesus Christ. Of Christ is within you. Christ is your nature. You have an unlimited, all-powerful being inside of you who has clothed you in perfection, filled you with dunamis power, filled you with supernatural grace, the supernatural empowerment to live a holy life, in other words, filled you with supernatural faith, the constant ability to live from a place of rest, knowing in the core of your being, in the core of your being, that you are in covenant relationship, one now, a new being in Christ forever. Heaven has your back. Heaven resources your life. There's so much that we haven't yet received. And as we connect into the reality of Christ in us, of the realm of the kingdom of God inside of us, when we connect to this, it's the place we begin to receive all the grace of, like the scripture says, the Lord provides for all of our needs out of his riches in glory. His glory, his presence is within us, and everything we need, the river of God is flowing in us. We just need to tune in and be aware and step back in to his presence through our awareness, or drink deeply of him and receive what comes from the river of his presence, which includes divine wisdom, love, patience, peace, joy. These are attributes of the nature of God. They're not dependent on our external circumstances. They're not emotional responses to life's external stimulus, circumstances, the way they will cause us to respond. They are attributes of the nature of God that flood our interior life as strength, as power, all the time. So irrespective of what's going on in life, we are living from within our union with the person of God, the nature of God flooding us, and then God himself through us beginning to affect our external circumstances. So we set the atmosphere, we begin to speak into being, frame up our life circumstances from mental and emotional, so to speak, internal awareness and agreement with the Lord's perspective because we're tuned in. So he flows from his spirit into our spirit, his perspective regarding every situation. So we fill up regularly with words of knowledge because of one glance, paying attention to him within us. Again, just that one truth of Christ in us, as we pay attention to that, it's a doorway. Our awareness of that one truth is a doorway that provides an opening into experiencing that reality. Christ in us, filling us with his thoughts, filling us with his emotions, filling us with his power, filling us with his healing, filling us with deliverance where that is needed, filling us with authority, filling us with hope, filling us with divine perspective, filling us with himself. That's right. That's the gospel. That's what's happened to us. He's happened to us. He's happened to us. The unlimited God has moved into us, and everything that he is and everything that he has, the kingdom of God, the domain of the presence of the uncreated God, has now chosen to make his home in you and in me. And so this is one of the things I sit with Jesus on. I'm just like a drink of his presence and say, who are we? Explode this truth into me that I might relate rightly to everybody. Like the scripture says, we no longer define ourselves by our previous human fallen state, but now we see each other through the finished work of the cross. We relate rightly to one another, recognizing the incredible value that we each have, who we are as ones made in the image of God, brothers and sisters in the Lord, one in Christ, chosen, each one of us chosen to be the home of God, on a journey, learning the truth, awakening increasingly into the truth of what's happened to us. So Romans 14:17, this is from the Passion Translation. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules about food or drink, but is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace, like I was saying, and joy, because they are attributes of the nature of God. They are divine emotions. The emotions of God fill us and flood us. Like I said, flow to us from the river of his presence. They're not a response to earthly circumstances. Massive difference. And when we flood with the divine beauty of holiness, the emotions of God's heart, those emotions, supernatural love, supernatural peace, supernatural hope and faith, supernatural love of others, supernatural security of heart, because we know we are the source of the Lord's joy as he looks at us. Those emotions then flow into our soul. And that's the realm we can live from. This is his intention for us. So the kingdom of God is not a matter of rules about food and drink, but is in the realm of Holy Spirit, filled with righteousness, peace, and joy. Get this verse, serving the anointed one by walking in these kingdom realities pleases God and earns the respect of others. So it's clear from the scripture there that it's absolutely his passion and his purpose. It pleases him. It delights his heart when we live in these kingdom realities. One more scripture and then I'll take us into the how afresh. Romans 14, second part of verse 12. This is amazing. And once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light. Isn't that amazing? The last part of that verse says, as our weapon. He is our weapon, the presence of the one who is the light of the world. The one, like it says in John 1, the light, Jesus himself, shines, and the darkness cannot overcome the light. Of course not. The darkness is part of the fallen state of the creation that he created. There is no fight. There's just deception that remains in place until we learn to live this way all the time, in the light, in the river, internally, the eyes of our understanding continually flooding with light, revelation, truth continually expanding inside of us as we enjoy our relationship. We were created to live and experience abundant life, right? John 10:10, I came that you would have life and life in abundance. Life in God is filled with righteousness, peace, and joy. So this is his intention for us and his provision for us as his spirit indwells us, that we live increasingly, ever expansively. We default back, no matter what trauma we face in life, we default back into this interior state, which is our authentic life and nature now, filled with peace, filled with joy, filled with love, because he is love all the time, filled with faith, receiving divine life, receiving divine healing, receiving divine deliverance, receiving the manifest authority of the uncreated God continually, to see redemptive power and absolute authority released into every situation, whether it's sickness in our body, you know, whether it's mental torment, demonic onslaught, whatever it is, incapacity in a moment to believe in a very extreme situation, suddenly we find our emotions are reacting. As we literally come back and look again at this one truth, it's not an intellectual exercise. It's a truth that opens a doorway into the experience of what's real. We're paying attention to what's real. We're putting ourselves in front of who is real within us all over again, and we re-engage into that experience. So once and for all. So this isn't now and then. It's once and for all. We clothe ourselves with the radiance of light as our weapon. So we engage into the union that is the center of our life internally, one life, one mind, one heart, one spirit with the living God. And as we do that, the river of his presence, of his perfect glory, envelops us, saturates us, and expands into our awareness, and then shines from our life. He does. So I want to give you a scripture that is super, super helpful as a slow process. This is, I encourage you, I do this. I meditate on the word of God. So I'm going to give you the scripture, and then in your own time, I encourage you, sit in the presence of the Lord. So do this to begin, and then dive into Ephesians 3, reading from verse 16, I encourage you. And in the Passion Translation, it's brilliant. Just go slowly through the verses. Do this to begin. Jesus, I let go. So let this be your heart language too right now. I let go of my external world in this moment. And I focus my heart and my mind's attention on the reality, the truth that you are in the center of my being, with Christ in me right now. That is the truth of who I am now. You are the source of my life, Jesus. You are my strength. You are life. And I thank you that as a powerful magnet, as I choose to give you my heart's attention, the focus of my mind right now, and I let go of every pressure and care and concern, and I look at you within the center of my being, I thank you. Like that powerful magnet, you pull me in afresh into the experience of your embrace. I drink right now, Jesus, from the river of your presence. Right now, I drink afresh of you. I bring you every need, Jesus, and I release everything to you. Every need I'm aware of in my body, in my soul, and in my external life, I release them to you. Thank you, Jesus. In this moment, you begin to infuse me with revelation light about who you are. Consume me, Jesus. Take over my heart. Align me internally with the truth of who you are, the experience of your love. Liberate me afresh in this moment from the cares of the world, from the weights in my soul and my emotions, strongholds in my mind, anything, any warfare that's been attacking me, everything that's collectively pushed against my ability to just live from this place of connected awareness. Jesus, thank you. You've made me a spirit being who has a beautiful soul, who lives in a body, able to enjoy this earthly experience. Liberate me to live the life that you dreamed up in your heart for me to experience. Liberate me to be the full expression of who you've made me to be now, as you've filled me with your spirit. Liberate me to know you and to love you and to live in union with you in my experience, in absolute rest and peace. I can actually feel Jesus, as I'm saying this, filling you afresh with the river of his presence. He's just dispensing again himself through you as you're tuning in this moment, becoming more and more and more aware. You'll get quieter and quieter on the inside until all the noise goes silent. I can actually feel him doing it right now. He's bringing you into exquisite rest and silence in his presence, in his presence. He is the one who is peace. I'm just going to read this scripture for you as a prayer. As I'm talking to Jesus for you now, I pray that Jesus will, in agreement with his heart, this scripture can also be read as a declaration, that he will unveil within you, to your heart from his, the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, until his supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. And by constantly using your faith, that supernatural enabling grace to believe, as you just receive that flowing from this internal place of quiet and peace through your connection with him, by constantly just using your faith, living from the place of believing, the life of Christ, the word says, will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love, his presence within you, will become the very source and root of your life. And the scripture concludes here saying in verse 18:19, when this happens, as you practice his presence this way, tuning back in over and over, living from the strength of your union, you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, which is the great magnitude, the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. And as this happens increasingly for you, the scripture says this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with God. So this is the way you become saturated, overflowing with him, and then you radiate the living God all the time, like the scripture in Romans says, as your weapon. Ultimately, Romans 14:12, once and for all, we clothe ourselves with the radiance of light. This is how you clothe yourselves. You drink deeply of him by resting in him, by gazing at him. Just turning your attention, that one key, embracing the glorious Christ within, like it says in Ephesians 4, 23 and 24, as your new life and living in union with him, it results in transfiguration, transformation of your life. You will never be the same. This is gospel life, new creation life. So I pray if you can just stay with him, and I pray that you'll just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into being completely saturated and able to reveal the glory of God, living in righteousness, peace and joy, flowing from him to you all the time. And you will live victoriously. Amen. Amen. Stay with him if you can, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and he said if I would create a space for him, he would come. And what he has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never, ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at his feet with us.